David Holen, a program manager with ADF&G's Division of Subsistence, may show up at your door with questions like,
was your household's harvesting use less, the same, or more than in recent years? And if it was less or more, tell us why. And it could be that, you know, populations or stocks of fish, for example, are down, or people weren't able to access those resources. So it just gives us an idea of what has changed over the last few years and what might be impacting people's ability to meet their harvesting goals.
The survey is part of a project aimed at filling information gaps on harvesting throughout the state.
That includes all wild resources, whether they harvested it through under sport fish regulations or subsistence regulations or hunting. It's all wild resources that come into the household.
Holland says that at the last Board of Fisheries meeting, the department realized that Sitka hadn't been surveyed since 1996.
Here in Sitka, there's also declines in shellfish that we identified at the last Board of Fisheries meeting. And there are several of those issues that led us to the decision to spend what, you know, small funds that we have.
So if your address made the list, here's what you can expect. For starters, the survey is completely voluntary, anonymous, and confidential. Depending on your level of harvesting activity, it can take 15 minutes to an hour. A trained surveyor will ask for basic demographic information, as well as how you hunt, gather, and fish. They want to know about techniques, the tools you use, and where you go. Holland says there is also an economic section.
And this is really an important section for us because, you know, it takes money to go out and access resources. You have to have a boat or a motor. And also, sometimes jobs can interfere.
The survey is also designed to reflect cultural practices.
And subsistence is basically a lifestyle that involves the harvest of wild resources and then also the sharing of those wild resources with your family, your neighbors. And so that's something that we definitely identify in rural communities, that people are bringing resources into their household, whether they harvest them themselves or they're given to them. And so those are some of the more cultural considerations that we look at, is that level of sharing.
As for the 10-year rural reauthorization cycle, Holland says that's determined by the federal government, and he represents the state. The information he gathers could be used in that process, but that's not the purpose of this survey. For Holland, it's about painting a complete picture of harvesting across the state and identifying trends. For instance, in many rural Alaskan communities, 70% of a community harvest comes from 30% of households. It's up to the Board of Fisheries and Game to then decide what to do with that information. The crew will be in town until February 24th, or until they determine that the survey is complete. In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.